5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's talk about it. The 30th. It's like we're one day, we're like we're on the last day before the end of this year. How many days we got left, Shannon? One day, right? It's 31 days tomorrow. In this month. Yep. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's the last day of this year. We're coming live to you this evening, Wednesday, December 3rd, 2020. It's about to be 2021. It's unbelievable. It's really amazing that we are actually here at this point in time. I want to thank everyone for joining us. Please do me a favor before we get started. Get out your mobile device and send a text. Send me a text to this number. 88202 and type in will. 88202 and type in will. Okay, we're going to be taking phone calls as well during this broadcast, this special broadcast. This is the last broadcast we'll be doing this year. It's amazing, amazing, amazing. So, Shannon, what is the number if someone wants to call in and chit chat with us?
Yeah, somebody wants to call in. The number is 516-595-8069. And remember to press 1. To go live with us.
Yep, press 1 to go live with us. All right, so of course, we're going to talk about what's happening on January 6th, how the Democrats are feeling about it. The Democrats are saying, no, there's nothing. We're nothing to worry about here. Mm-hmm. We got this no matter what the Republicans do, because now there's actually a member of the Senate, a Republican in the Senate, saying he's going to object to it. And where the Republicans are, or I'm sorry, the Democrats are saying, it doesn't matter what they say. We're just going to do what we want to do. We don't care about what is right, what is wrong. We only care about what we want.
Yeah. Yeah. Today, Biden's team, they had a press conference in Washington, D.C., and they wanted to let everybody know that, listen, what's going to happen on January 6th is merely a formality. They said, Joe Biden's new press secretary, nominee, his pick is Jen Psaki. I'm sorry, I'm not sure what it is, but
Suki Psaki.
They said, this is merely a formality. It says, I certainly, and that's how it should certainly be treated by all the people covering it. It says, regardless of whatever antics everyone is up to on January 6th, President-elect Biden will be sworn in on the 20th. But it's interesting that they're calling this just a formality, because it's actually a vote. They're actually going to vote to accept the Electoral College
results from the states. Each state certified their results, and then after the state certified the results,
they vote,
and this
to
is the way I understand
not.
It, and then it goes to the Congress,
right?
And then Congress votes on
it
as well,
not.
To accept it or not.
Yeah, so it's not just a formality. This is huge.
It is huge.
It actually, they're saying that, he's going to be president. Don't worry about it. Nancy Pelosi came out in her little press conference. She says she has no doubt that Biden will be confirmed by Congress next week. And you know what?
Well, you know what? They said the same thing about President Trump. There's no doubt that President Trump will be impeached in the Senate. Now, of course, they did it in the House because they had to vote. But they said no doubt he will be impeached. He will be removed. They kept saying that repeatedly.
Well, it's kind of frustrating to me. I don't know if it's frustrating to you, but it seems like we have plenty of people, Republicans in Congress, that are saying, hey, we're going to vote against this. But the Senate, it doesn't seem as confident that they're going to not vote on it. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, is Ted Cruz not going to object to this? But he hasn't come out and said he's going to object, which is kind of strange to me. Isn't that strange to you?
It is strange. It's strange when a lot of Republicans don't step up. And see, in the past, this is typically what we see from Republicans. Republicans, they hide behind their desk. They would, say, don't pay attention to me because I just want to keep my seat. They don't want any backlash. They don't want people talking bad about them to hurt their feelings. I mean, all of that comes into play.
Yeah.
But, and like I said a second ago, the Republicans have done this in the past where they're just weak in the knee, no backbone, no spine. And this would give the Democrats everything that they want. But see, we have to have we have to have faith that our law system will work out. I'm just saying we have to have faith.
I don't know. You know,
well, the reason why I say that, because a lot of people were thinking the same thing when the impeachment hearings went to the Senate. They just knew that the Republicans were going to bend over and give the Democrats what they want. And see, because the Republicans did not give them what they want during that time, they're wanting the Republicans to give them what they want this time.
Well, see, I disagree. We pretty much, the Senate said they weren't going to do the impeachment. They pretty much said they were going to vote against it. That was pretty, I was pretty confident that they were going to do that. I wasn't worried about the impeachment. But the election is another story. I'm a little bit more concerned about the election and them certifying.
You have a good point. I mean, you're right. But we do have one Republican so far that has said that he's going to object to it. And me on the outside looking in, he needs to get security detail immediately. I'm just putting it out there. I'm not suggesting that anything's bad going to happen, but he needs to get security detail.
Yeah, Hawley is the first senator that says he is committed to challenging the Electoral College results on January 6th.
Yeah, and there's plenty of Republicans in the House already. And all they need is one from each chamber.
Yeah, Hawley said, I cannot vote to certify the Electoral College results on January 6th without raising the fact that some states, particularly Pennsylvania, failed to follow their own state election laws. And I cannot vote to certify without pointing out the unprecedented effort of mega corporations, including Facebook and Twitter, to interfere in this election in support of Joe Biden. So, that's what I'm saying. There's only one senator. How many Republican senators are there? And we only have one that's committed. I mean, I'm so let down that Ted Cruz hasn't been extremely vocal saying I'm going to object, because he's been pretty critical about the fraudulent election activity. So I don't know. We'll see. Hey, listen, we have a caller. Roger from California is on the line. Roger, what you got?
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hi, Will. Good. Thanks for calling, Roger.
Yeah, you know what? My take on that, Josh Hawley did a great thing when I heard him, I think a few months back, targeting, Mark Zuckerberg and these tycoons of the social media. He said, hey, look, we could absolutely get a subpoena to get this information. When I heard that, I knew this guy was all talk and action, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I like the fact that he came first and foremost, setting this as an example of, saying I'm going to challenge any of these electoral colleges. But I didn't like the fact that Walmart came through with a tweet saying, hashtag something loser or whatever, That's
who did that?
This is a major corporation.
Roger, who'd you say did that? You said Walmart did that?
Walmart tweeted back saying somebody from Walmart, and it came from Walmart's Twitter account, saying, hey, hashtag something sore loser. You're just waiting for 2 hours of a debate. Like, basically, it's a waste of time. It's nonsense. And he had a rebuttal. He said, well, you guys as Walmart, you're doing basically slave labor and you don't care for anything. You're putting small businesses out of business because you're just monopolizing. So I'm just saying, as a major corporation to say that, I mean, you're telling me Walmart will not back up free elections, at least the fact that he's trying? It's appalling. That means what we're up against.
That is interesting, because typically Walmart tends to be and contribute more to Republicans than it does Democrats. Historically, I'm not saying that things haven't changed, but things have changed. And we've seen these big corporations, they always say that the GOP are all these rich people and they're trying to dominate America. But we clearly see the Democrat-led companies, like Hawley suggested, Twitter and Facebook, have dominated our country.
But we can I think we all can agree that it was, like Roger mentioned, that it's probably someone at Walmart.
Yeah, it's probably
Someone at Walmart, like you just mentioned. But
Walmart,
it's still the Walmart Twitter account that did it. So it represents all of Walmart. I hadn't even heard about that. So that's really amazing that they even let that slide.
Right. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Roger.
Do you know where I get that information, guys? From Parlor, obviously, right?
Oh, right, yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah. We do Parlor as well. You know, it's interesting, though, because that's how the whole Democrat side feels right now, just what Walmart tweeted. They basically say, oh, you guys are sore losers. Nothing's going to happen on January 6th. They're very confident that Biden has won this and that our fight is over. That's pretty much how they're all acting.
Well, they were all confident about the impeachment against President Trump.
Well, and
Trump
they did
well,
impeach
so
him
I'm
for
just
the
saying,
most part.
I'm talking about in the they even thought that in the Senate after
nah,
it left from the House.
I don't think so, but anyways.
I'm talking about the Democrats were confident.
I don't.
But go ahead.
I truly feel, though, other than that, look, today, hearing the Georgia hearing, and seeing some of the evidence, the videos of the shredding. I've seen that before, but the way it was brought to light again, you know, common sense, it says that those canisters, those bins, there's basically, you know, there are ballots in there, and that's what they're shredding. On the day, they're supposed to do some sort of audit. You know, it's just coincidental and whatnot. I think people need to literally be brought to a police station and be questioned, and that's the problem here. I'm losing faith, and most people are, that there's not even one arrest really made during this whole, you know, this whole steal the election.
You know, Will and I were talking about that before. It's crazy. The evidence of election fraud is overwhelming. It's not just a few things here and there. There's thousands and thousands of affidavits. There's witnesses. There's video. There's all of this stuff coming out. And to the point, the election was tight in some of these states. Biden won Wisconsin by 20,000 votes. Okay. Now Wisconsin is actually viewing some of the mail-in ballot fraud that happened, and they're saying that if they can prove that at least 20,000 of those ballots were fraud, it will turn it over to Trump.
When actually recently after what they've been investigating, they found out that 50,000 of those ballots were fraud.
So it's crazy that when people go, "Oh, you know, it's not a big deal. This, you know, the fraud's not enough." Let me tell you what, Biden didn't win by enough for this stuff to not count.
Exactly, exactly. So, hey, Roger, thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, thanks, Roger.
Thank you.
All right. You know what? I mean, seriously, this, what's happening across the country, and I'm so sick of them talking about there's not enough fraud to take place to change the outcome of the election. Hello, there's more than enough.
Absolutely.
It's just they're ignoring it because they don't care about the facts. They don't care about the truth. They don't care about the law. They don't care about what is right. They're ignoring all of it because they simply want Joe Biden.
Right.
They want the criminal.
Mm-hmm. And some of these judges, which you've pointed out several times, Will, is the judges don't want to get involved because it's political. But just like I read that article by Holly, literally, there were laws broken just in Pennsylvania. Their own election laws were broken. So it's not just about being political. It's about laws were broken. They didn't follow their own election laws. And so it should be investigated.
It should.
I mean, it's crazy.
But you know what? I mean, regardless if it was widespread, if a crime was committed, there should be an investigation of that crime. That's what it should be. It shouldn't be like, oh, well, it wasn't enough crime that took place for us to investigate it, so we're not going to. I mean, seriously. Or there's not enough crime committed for us to investigate all the other states to see how far the crime went. No, if there was a crime committed, if someone was murdered somewhere, you don't say, okay, well, we don't have enough people murdered to investigate it. I mean, you don't do that. We're a country of laws. We're supposed to look into crimes when they take place. And if you look, if you're doing in your investigation, if you find out that it was widespread, then you go for it. But see, they're throwing it out. And the reason why they're throwing it out and you bring it up, these judges, and I thought about this the other day. I said, you know what? The left, they have politicized everything because when it goes before these judges, they throw it out. They throw it out of the system because the judges say they don't want to get in between a public political dispute.
Yeah.
So that's how the Democrats have gotten away with breaking laws. They commit these crimes and they turn around and make it political. And the judge goes, oh, well, this is a political dispute. I don't want to get involved. Shame on these judges and any lawyers that have allowed this to happen, to continue to happen. Shame on them. Did they not take an oath? And what kind of oath do they take? I mean, do they take an oath to uphold the law? It's the same thing with the Supreme Court justice. Regardless on how people talk about you, how people make you feel, at the end of the day, you have to do the right thing. Regardless, yeah. if the right thing is going to get people hurt, then you have to do the right thing. No matter what, at the end of the day, you do what is right, regardless, because when you do wrong, you only make it worse for everybody. And you know what, Shannon? This thing is bigger than President Trump. You know, they keep saying, oh, you're just doing this for Trump. You're doing, no, it's bigger than Trump.
Yeah, it's really
it's about the United States of America. Mm-hmm. It's about our freedoms, our sovereignty. Mm-hmm. This is what it's about. It's not just about Trump.
No, it's not. You know, it's interesting. I can't remember the congressman's name. Anyways, there's one GOP congressman, and he said that if any of these GOP representatives actually did their research into the fraudulent activity that happened during the election, they would 100% vote against the electoral votes. And I'm getting frustrated here because, you know, last week we talked about the defense bill. We talked about the stimulus package. And, you know, they said the package was 5,500 pages. There's no way they can read it. And now we have people suggesting that our representatives aren't really looking or taking seriously these hearings and this evidence that's coming up about the fraudulent activity in elections. And I'm sitting here going, then why are these people in freaking office if they're not paying, if they're not working for us? You don't pass something without reading it. You don't say, oh, I'm going to allow this election to go fraudulently be passed without looking at all the evidence that is in our face. It's in our face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so frustrated. And, you know, a lot of people are starting to stand up and try to contact their congressmen and their senators, which
their representatives, and what's happening is that their phone lines have been so jammed up, they're not even clearing the messages, so mm-hmm. that way it just rejects anyone else who calls.
Right.
Now, I don't ever advocate for violence, but you know what? I have to agree to one thing that the left was doing when they weren't getting what they wanted. What did they do? They didn't only call these Republicans, because they weren't calling the Democrats for the most part, maybe a few of them, but not only did they not call them, they showed up at their homes, people.
Yeah, Will's done that before.
They showed up at their homes.
Will showed up at Nancy Pelosi's house and Newsom's.
Yes.
Remember when you lived in California?
You know what? They need. You know what needs to take place?
And let me tell you what. Just before
people need to show up to their homes. If they're not going to answer their office, if they're not going to show up to their office space, show up at their homes. Right now, our country's on the line. Our
freedom's
on the line.
And do a demonstration, because guess what? When Will went to those houses.
And don't be violent.
Don't be violent. Will was never violent. You're just doing a demonstration. But guess what? You know who the police called? They called Pelosi and Newsom. So they knew, even though Pelosi and Newsom were both not home at the time, they knew that demonstrations were happening in front of their homes. So that's what I'm saying. People need to even just do demonstrations in front of their homes, hold up signs. We need to put pressure on these representatives, because guess what? If we're not doing it, guess who's going to do it to get their way? The Democrats.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And I'm not saying that we need to go to their homes and
don't be violent.
None of that. We're not talking about that. We're not the left. We're not going
to
do that.
I even say go to their office.
But you know, but if you can't find them at the office, you find them wherever you can. Maxine Waters even said it. Find them wherever you can and approach them. And I'm saying it.
Well,
I know why she was saying it. She wanted to be violent. They're the ones being violent. We need to get these Republicans to get off their backside and do what they're supposed to do. Our country's on the line here.
Right.
This is ridiculous. When we elected these people to do a job, to have a backbone. Show your backbone.
Yeah. Hey, listen, everybody. Give us a call if you're listening right now. The number is 516-595-8069. Once again, 516-595-8069, and hit 1 to come on the line with us.
Okay, so today Rudy Giuliani was in Georgia, and it looks like they're going to actually do some investigating on the election that took place on November 3rd
in
Georgia.
Forensic.
So it looks like they're going to actually go through it now. And you can only imagine how the Democrats feel about it. They're angry as all get out. They're saying there's nothing here. It's all been debunked. It made me think about when they first started doing these hearings in Georgia, and they were talking about how they had all these briefcases and all these ballots up under the table. And right before they can even go on to say, to even after they showed the video, and then it just made me think about when they were doing it, this lady in there said that all of this has been debunked. There's nothing there. We've already talked about this. In the same hearing, they brought up the question, has this video been leaked to the media? No. Has anyone else seen this before today? No. So the question is how is it been? How has it been debunked if no one's seen it? She got, you could tell she was flustered. She was irritated because she got caught in a lie, because that's what the Democrats do. They're lying about everything because they only want what they want. They don't care about the truth. And it made me think about that. And let me say one more thing, because I want to play a clip with Giuliani today. Mm-hmm. And he was so on point, spot on. Another thing, the Democrats, and I've talked to multiple Democrats, they're saying when they pulled those ballots out from under the table after they sent everybody home, they said this is normal. This is natural for them to pull out. And they said the reason why it's normal and natural, because they were counting mail-in ballots. So you mean to tell me that you don't have to have representation when they're counting these mail-in ballots? So what's the point of the election? In the future, just everyone, they're going to force everyone to do mail-in ballots, and no one has to watch it. So we'll never, ever again know what a open and fair election looks like. Let's listen to Rudy Giuliani.
There are 10 ways to demonstrate that this election was stolen, that the votes were phony, that there were a lot of them. Dead people, felons, phony ballots, phony mail-in ballots. How is it that in every single Republican county in this state senators ran ahead of the president by 4 to 6%? Every single one. Exactly the same, 4 to 6%. We know the president's favorability in this state. We know that at least in a few of those cases, he's going to run ahead of the Republican senators. And it just so happens, it's just in the states where they fixed the vote that happened. In other states, the president ran ahead of most Republican state senators. So I'm tired of demonstrating it. There are so many ways of demonstrating it. You know it. This is a question of courage. It's ultimately a question of courage. Do you have the courage to stand up to the obligation the Constitution of the United States put on you to save our people from fraud, to save the reputation of the state of Georgia, from in history certifying a phony vote that led to the wrong result in an election, which will be the verdict of history? Or do you have the courage to put up with what's going to happen if you in fact change that certification and do the right thing? You'll be attacked, you'll be pilloried, you'll be described in all sorts of horrible ways, but you'll wake up the next morning and look in the mirror and you'll be able to say, I did the right thing. And that's what you should be about in public office. Not worried about what people say, but what you did. And I'll tell you another thing. Your decision will stand the test of history, because this is going to prove to be even worse than it is now, and it's pretty bad. So I implore you, hold the session, take a vote, do the right thing, and forget the criticism. You know what the right thing to do is. You've seen the evidence. You know what the law is. And I implore you to do the right thing, not necessarily for President Trump, although he is my client and your client, but now it really has become much bigger than that, for the American people. And so this stops right now. No more of this stuff in America. This is the stuff you do in a third world country. We let them get away with this, it can get much worse.
A lot worse. It would get a lot worse if we don't address this now. And it has to be now. We can't allow this to go on to the next election, to the midterm, to 2024. No, if you do not address the crime that took place now, we won't have open and fair elections ever again. Ever again.
Yeah. He's saying all it does is take some courage. You know what? I agree. They need some courage. Stand up for America. You know, it's not even about your position, You know, like you said, well, it's not about Donald Trump. It's about saving America.
Yes.
It's so critical. January 6th is so critical. All these hearings in these states are so critical. Legislators have got to step up. Even if you say, oh, my gosh, that's interesting. I see where you're going. I see that that happened. Let's investigate. That's what we got to do. Listen, Will, we have a caller on the phone. Kathy, what you got for us?
Hi, thanks for having me on your show today. I'm calling from Wichita, Kansas, and I personally believe that things have unfolded the way they should have been all in all. Trump is a very intelligent man. He knew what he had to do and the way he had to make these certain moves and how long he had to wait and hold out. He's flushing the rats out of the sewers, what he's doing. And this is about America. This is not just about Trump. This is about my country I live in that I'm going to fight for.
Yes, yes.
So what do you think, Kathy, about all the people?
Millions and millions are.
So, Kathy, what do you think about all the people, you know, mainly the people on the left, that are denying what we're seeing and the evidence is coming out? How do you feel about that? Do you know people in your circle that believe Biden actually won?
I do. I've actually tried to have conversations with them, open conversations, to listen to them, to see where they're at. You get hit by a wall every single time. Mm. I mean, I'm talking to someone and I say, exactly why do you not like President Trump? What is it that you don't like about him? I'm just curious.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the way he sounds. And I said, well, you know, he's not a politician, right? He's a businessman. And he's kept every one of his promises that he's ever made since he's gotten in office, which is much more than you can say for any other president. And I said, if you hire an electrician to come to your house and he sounds like a preacher, do you think he can still get his job done?
Yeah. You know what? That's one of the biggest problems is because President Trump, when he says he's going to do something, he would keep his word on it, just like he did in Israel, just like he did with the economy, just like he did with the jobs, just like he did with for the American people every single time. And that is a huge threat to them on the left and to the globalists. Mm-hmm. It's a huge threat.
Yeah, unfortunately, when you talk to Democrats, it's definitely about their feelings, right? It's about, oh, I feel that I don't like him. I don't like the way he does this. But when you get down to it, you say, okay, that's fine. You don't like the way he talks. You don't have to, right? What is it, the policies that he's instituted or, you know, what have you not liked about, you know, what he's done for the economy? What don't you like that he's done for the economy? They can never answer those questions,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they're just not Absolutely. Informed voters.
Yep. You were going to say something else.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I think the bottom line is Trump's got this. There's absolutely 100% no doubt in my mind that he's got this. He's going to be our president the next 4 years. We have got a huge, I'm just going to call it what it's going to be, war ahead of us, because no one's going to take this sitting down on either side. And we have to stand up for democracy. We have to stand up for what is right for this country in a whole.
Mm.
We have to open up our country again. We cannot let this happen. Trump has already negotiated with other countries and worked things out to where we are at peace. We have not had one war since he's been in office.
And that is another problem. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's another problem for the globalists.
And you know what's interesting to me is, you know, they were always like, oh, you know, Trump's, you know, friends with Russia, da da da. Does it not concern the Democrats that China is pushing for Biden, that they are such a huge supporter of Biden? Does that not set off any alarms to any Democrats out there?
It should.
Or the fact that Ukraine wants $13 million back with a deal that they made with Biden. Somebody's got to pay that debt. Guess who it's going to be?
Oh, yeah. Oh, with China, too. He's got debts with China. Absolutely. Yeah.
I know.
Well, we got to pray for our country.
No, thank you. I want nothing to do with Biden.
you and the rest of the country. Yes, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for having, and God bless all of us, and God bless the United States.
Absolutely, amen. Absolutely. Thank you so much for the call. You know what, Shannon? There's so many people out there that feel the same way she does. Mm. There's so many people out there that is completely disgusted the current situation, the current state of our country. And you know, at the same time, I have to admit it. It's like an exciting time too, because I believe in the word of God. And I'm not saying that all this is happening just because, you know, let me be clear here.
Will is weird.
Let me be clear here. I'm not saying like, oh, the end of the world is coming because of our political system, because of the election here. No. It is bigger than that, people. While we're all paying attention to what's happening here in the United States of America, there's still earthquakes happening on massive scales throughout the world. And I bring up how the locusts have ravished Africa, and they're not even reporting on it. And there's other stuff that's just happening biblically that people are not talking about because we're so distracted about what's happening here, because we see our country on the verge of never being a free nation again. Yeah. And that's due part because of what the Democrats are doing.
You know what? It's interesting, though. Americans are not the only ones interested in our elections. We have Hong Kong that's praising Trump. We have people in the UK that are coming out and rallying for Trump in several areas across the world, not just our country. And there's a reason for that, because they know that if Trump doesn't win, they see what the Democrat Party is doing here in America. It's happening in their country where they've turned into a socialist. I mean, they literally will say the left destroyed their country. You can call whatever you want. You can call them liberals. You can call them Democrats. You can call them progressives. You can call them whatever you want. They all are on the left, and they've ruined countries around the world. And if we don't stop them here in America, these people are literally looking at us and saying, we're all doomed.
They are the worst virus on the planet.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about a virus on the planet, mm-hmm. Liberalism is it. Liberalism is the virus. And I guarantee if we could come up with a vaccine to cure liberalism, they would be against it.
Well, of course they'd be. That's the only vaccine they'd be against.
100%. But you know what? Rudy Giuliani, I want to get back to that clip.
Okay.
Rudy Giuliani. He's straight up, you know, I mean, enough. We are not a third world country. What is happening here happened in Venezuela. To a T.
Mm-hmm.
To a T. Now, I played the report before where
CNN, India as well. Mm-hmm.
Where CNN did, when the CNN was doing reporting, this was years ago, like when CNN was just probably like a one-story building. They were still actually doing reporting, you know. But anyways.
They're going back to one-story building.
hopefully that is go way all together. Uh-huh. But anyways. They actually did a report about how Venezuela, the same thing that happened with the election in Venezuela, is tit for tat, the exact same thing here in America. Mm-hmm. And they know it, mm-hmm. but they're going along with it because they saw how it worked for the communism dictator in Venezuela. And Venezuela is in the dirt today because of it. The Democrats want to do the same thing here. And it's mainly because of the whole model of Joe Biden, which a lot of people are still not aware of. And the reason why I'm repeating it is his whole theme, build back better.
Yeah.
How do you build something back better?
I mean, it's actually interesting because...
How do you build something back better?
Well, you have to destroy it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You have to bring it down, right?
Exactly.
And that's part of their ideology, is to do that. But we even see now Biden is starting to reveal some of his picks, right, for his cabinet. He's coming out and saying, oh, this is what we're going to do. And there's actually an article on our website, uniteamericafirst.com, where it talks about Biden cabinet picks show climate change has become a cult for the thief in chief. You know, get ready for tyranny of 2021. So he has people, literally they've had connections with China in his cabinet picks. He has people that are connected with climate change in his cabinet picks. And not only that, but guess what? Biden has made one of his top priorities. Biden and Harris are going to create a cabinet position, listen to this, that focuses solely on racial justice.
Wait a minute, let me get this straight. So we're talking about a person who has been openly racist against black people mm-hmm. from every since he stepped foot into political office. Mm-hmm. And then we're talking about a woman, if you want to call her a woman, that arrested and put many, many black people in jail. Mm-hmm. But now they want to say, like, act like, oh, we're here to fix it.
Right. So USA Today, oh my goodness. USA Today has an article on their website where the NAACP is praising Biden and Harris, right? And they're talking about that they have a daunting, you know, fight ahead of them, because they're saying that Trump has made racism so huge in this country that it's become a national nightmare under Donald Trump's presidency. And I'm sitting here thinking, it's been all caused by the Democrat
Party.
You
know what we have learned? And I think everyone, for the most part in this country, have learned that when the Democrats blame President Trump or other Republicans for something that is wrong, they're actually one that's doing it. They're the ones that's actually creating it. They're the ones that's always putting us in this position. It's the Democrats.
Right. And you know what? It's always kind of a fine line when you talk about that you're going to do, you know, have racial justice. Because in order to have racial justice, you have to make everyone equal, right? That means...
Why aren't we already equal?
Well, we are all equal, but what I'm saying is they're going to discriminate against someone.
They're
going to
discriminate against
white
people. To
lift up someone. That's what they're going to do.
That's exactly what it is. Right. It's discrimination 100%.
Right. Yeah, they're going to discriminate against someone else to prove that they're not discriminating against someone else. I mean, that's what they're going to do.
I'm telling you, the left is so idiotic. It's unbelievable.
They really are.
And you know, another thing to have, they're discriminating against conservatives right now. Not only do they not want conservatives to be able to hold a job, but they're even going as far as to shutting down hotels in Washington, D.C.
Yes, let's talk about that.
January 6th, so conservatives will not have a place to sleep in the evening.
Yes, is that not crazy?
Talking about discrimination.
Right. So the mayor of Washington or D.C. is now coming out saying that they will not let any restaurant open indoors for Trump supporters to come and, you know, congregate or whatever. And is that not, you know, for these people to sit here and say, we want to fight for civil rights. They're so against civil rights. It's ridiculous. They discriminate against somebody who has a different ideology than them or a different thought process than them, which is discrimination. And they mandate closing down restaurants. What is this? You know, they're afraid. They're afraid of us. It's not that that Trump supporters are going there to cause problems, because realistically, we all know. I mean, there's a restaurant called Harry's downtown. I think you've talked about it before,
Will. I've been there a number of times, and what happens is Harry's the restaurant. Mm-hmm. Not only does he serve people that support President Trump, but he also serves people who support the tyrant left. I mean, if people want to come in there and buy dinner, he serves them dinner. He doesn't, you know, say, oh, because you're a leftist, you can't come into my establishment. Well, what's happening is you have the tyrants mm-hmm. that run the city coming down on him and other establishments. If you're going to, guess what? Okay. Help or...
Serve?
Serve or...
Make money?
Accommodate?
From people that want to come and eat in a restaurant?
From people that simply want to come and visit the city and show their support for this country. This is ridiculous.
Yeah,
this is Nazi Germany all over again. And guess what? It's being controlled again by the leftist Nazi Gestapo.
Yeah. And, you know, last time you were in D.C., there was an incident at Harry's. There was some Republicans, you know, that were eating. They were having a good time. They weren't doing anything. They weren't bothering anybody. And all of a sudden, they were outside of Harry's. Some Antifa people stabbed a couple of Republicans, and they're saying that it's the Republicans' fault. I'm like, how does that happen? They're the ones that approach the Republicans. They're the ones that have knives, and they're saying that the Republicans are the problem.
You know what it is?
So
you know what it is? Because Republicans show up. It's just like I've been told before that I'm standing out on the corner of the United States of America with a Trump shirt on and holding an American flag, that I'm inciting violence. Now, mind you, I'm standing there. I've done it many times. Standing on the corner by myself, just waving at people, holding the American flag. I was told that I'm inciting violence. See, that's what it is. The Proud Boys show up. America is, you know what, it don't even have to be Proud Boys. It can just be Americans showing up to support President Trump, supporting this country, and they say that you're inciting violence. Because we're not burning the American flag, but we're the ones inciting violence. We're not tearing up and burning down buildings and businesses, but we're the one that's violent, according to the left. We're not attacking people on the street violently because they have on a Harris Biden shirt, but we're the ones violent, according to the left. This is, see, what's happening is a spiritual battle, and all of these people have been deceived to believe that they're, all this nonsense that they're believing is on their side. And then they go, oh, but we're on the right side of history.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, listen, if you want to call us, we have about 20 more minutes. Give us a call. The number is 516-595-8069. Once again, it's 516-595-8069. Press 1 to come on the line with us. But, Will, I actually was... kind of trolling through Twitter, as we do. We kind of see what people are saying, doing, what's the hot topics of the day, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And there's this guy on there. His name is Alan Sutton. And he made a comment that really hit me. And it's so true. Right now, you know what Benedict Arnold is, right? If somebody calls you Benedict Arnold, what does that mean? That means you're a traitor to your country, correct? Mm. He said, he put this tweet out there, and he said, for every single senator, congressman, state legislator, governor, whoever does not stand up and use their collective authority to stop fraudulent election, they should be labeled as a Benedict Arnold to this Ooh. Country. I thought, that's pretty powerful, because Ooh. That's exactly who these senators are and congressmen that do not stand up against the Democrat Party. Ooh. They're traitors to us.
They are, you know what? They are traitors. And so the Democrats are already traitors, because they listen to more.
Of course.
They adhere more to China than they do the American people.
Right.
They take orders from China. And you know what? I first picked up on it when they were having the press secretary Kelly, when she was talking to the press, or even President Trump was talking to the press. Every time they brought up about China, they jumped in there to defend China left and right. Left and right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Left and right. They did it constantly.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah, because we know China's a huge part of the global system, and that's what they want to be a part of. They want to be, we will get right back into the climate deal. We'll get right back into helping every country. I mean, we saw it with the stimulus bill, right? Of course, the Democrats are quick to approve the extra money beyond $600 because they really don't care about that. That's not even the point of their bill, is to help the American people. It's really about getting the money to these other countries. That's all that it's about.
That's
the
exactly
Democrats
what it's
do
about.
Not care about the American people. They're not about America.
And
first.
You know, I thought about this the other day, and someone else had put it out there too. If we found life on another planet, the Democrats would be saying, okay, how much stimulus money do we want to send them? Seriously. I mean, that's exactly what it is. How much? Because we need to take care of them.
Let's register them to vote in a city or a county that we need to win.
It's so in our face, and they expect us to just look the other way. You know what? They have become grown adults that are still children. Grown adults that act like children with power. That's exactly what this is. They're tyrants, and they don't care about the American people. They never did. President Trump tried to put it out there where the American people would get a stimulus pack back in the summer. But no, they wanted to tack on all this other stuff.
Yeah, it's funny because our producer for the show, she actually sent me a screenshot of Trump said the very thing that you said, Will, back in June. He said that, I hope we never find life on other planets, because there's no doubt the U.S. government will start sending them money.
Exactly. Most definitely. Oh, we got to take care of them. And you know what? They need gender gentrification as well. I'm pretty sure they do. And they could be all just one gender from the planet and multiply some different kind of way. I doubt that, but I'm just saying they would find some kind of way to send money that we don't have. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, our money. Yeah. Nobody, you know, in America, you know, these Democrats, you know, because actually another thing I will, while we're talking about giving money away, Biden has said that one of his other top priorities will be that every single student gets free community college, right? That's his thing. And what people need to know is when somebody, a Democrat, says free, there's nothing free. Okay. They have to get money from someone somewhere. And so that money comes from the taxpayers that are paying, right? We'll be paying for our college through taxes 100%.
Yeah.
You can't pay for something and not get something to pay it with, right? There's no free. You have to take from someone else or get that money from some other source to pay for it. And let me tell you what, other countries are not giving us money.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
They're not paying for a free community college here in America for our Americans.
Nope. And guess what? Once the Democrats destroy this nation, where are you going to run to?
There'll be nowhere to go.
There's nowhere else to go. This is the last nation on the planet, people. This is it. And people talked about the one world order, the whole Illuminati and all of that in the past. Guess what? This is the last country on God's green earth, mm-hmm. or blue earth, that is fighting against communism and the one world order. The last one. Once they take the United States of America out of the equation, we're done.
Yeah, we're the final frontier in a sense.
Yes, this mm-hmm. is it right here.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. We either stand up now or we just say forever be slaves. That's it. There's no alternative. There's no alternative. And then I've heard some people say, well, you know what? Joe Biden, everything will just go back to normal. Everything will be fine. There's nothing here. You're just exaggerating. You're just making it out to something it's not.
Huh. On Twitter, someone just tweeted. I'm not sure what happened. I don't see a video attached to this. But it says that Schumer just tore into Hawley on the Senate floor about his objection to Electoral College votes. They're saying, please call Schumer's office and complain. Of course. Well, just, I mean, Schumer and them, they feel threatened.
Hey, didn't I not mention earlier in the beginning of this show that he needs to increase his security detail?
Yeah, you sure did.
I'm telling you, people, this thing is for real.
This is the problem. I just said, if we don't put pressure on these GOP representatives, who's going to do it?
The Democrats
are going to do it. I'm telling you, people, we got to get in these representatives' face, get in their office, get in front of their homes, do whatever you got to do to get your voice heard and make them more afraid of you than they are the Democrat Party.
You know what? They should be more afraid of us, the true Americans, the real Americans, the Americans that actually love freedom, that want to keep our freedom, our sovereignty, they should be more afraid of us
right.
than anything. And I'm not talking about being violent.
No, we're not talking about that.
And I have to keep repeating that because people take it and say, oh, look, they're trying to be violent. They're being violent.
I mean, they work for us. It's like a boss, right? You know somebody's not doing what they're supposed to do, so what does the boss do? They go tell them, say, hey, listen, you're not doing what I told you to do. That's exactly
what... But you know what? We the people have more power than we remember. See, that's the problem.
Remember, these people don't remember.
No, I'm talking about we the people. I'm talking about we the people. We have the power. All we have to do is see, that's why President Trump told everyone to show up in D.C. on January the 6th. Mm-hmm. Because he already said during his inauguration in January 17th of 2017, saying, I am giving it back to you, the American people. Mm-hmm. This is your country, American people.
Right.
When the establishment heard that, the elitists heard that, they picked up the speed. The next week, the following week, that's when the whole dossier was created.
Right.
People don't realize the position that we're in. What is actually happening here is that the Democrats going for broke. That's why I say that Senator Hawley needs to get security.
Right. You know, and Hawley should know the reason why Schumer did that is because he's scared.
Intimidation.
Right.
Want to intimidate.
He's scared, so he's fighting back, right? He's like, oh, you intimidate me. You threaten what I want. I'm going to let you have it. Schumer's a snake. I cannot stand him. I cannot stand him.
You know what? He's no different than the other Democrats.
I'd like to know what he's done for the American people. Nothing. I can't. Somebody in Schumer's district, tell me what he's done for you.
He'll go up there. He'll go up there and he'll do a good talk.
I'm not going to get a single email
and say nothing. He's done nothing. It's just like what have the Democrats done for the American people? Seriously, let's just stick with the last 4 years because that's what we're really talking about, right? We can go on past that, but the past 4 years, exactly what have the Democrat Party done or accomplished for the American people? Now there's a whole laundry list of accomplishments that President Trump has done.
Well, they got us involved in the Paris climate deal.
The past 4 years we were removed from that because that was the first thing President Trump did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He got us out of that finasco.
Well, the past four years they've raised an army, Antifa. That's one thing that they've done.
Well, they had, yeah, absolutely, you're right. Because actually they started...
It's become more active.
Yeah, they raised the Antifa movement. They raised the BLM movement even more because, you know, Antifa and BLM really started making their presence during the Obama administration. But Antifa really came on strong during the end of 2016.
They've come up with a whole bunch of lies and fraudulent allegations, you know, like, you know, Trump worked with Russia in our 2016 election, which has been totally false. We know now that the Democrats actually spied on Trump and they created this whole fake dossier. They fraudulently tried to impeach Trump over a ridiculous conversation. Give me a break. They stretched it. I mean, such a stretch, right? Look at the Mueller report. It came out and pretty much we found out that there was nothing in that. I mean, we wasted millions of dollars on investigations
that was fraudulent.
They're fraudulent for them trying to create this whole facade that Trump is something that he's not. It's so ridiculous.
Oh, and you know what? It makes me think
about...
It blows
my mind.
Yeah, so we found out that I mean, we already knew it, but it came out that it was completely fraudulent, completely false, and everyone knows that it is, and now they want us to believe this election, though. Just like they lied about that, but now they're not lying about the election. And they know all the fraudulent stuff took place. Like I said before, they just want everyone to look the other way and not pay attention. Don't pay attention to the truth. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. We only, you know, stole some votes here and moved some ballots here and moved some fake ones here, did this here, did that there. Nothing to see here. Regardless, there's over 1,000 affidavits. Regardless of all of that, don't pay attention to that. Regardless that it happened to multiple states, don't pay attention to that. Don't pay attention to that. Seriously. You know, in right. Pennsylvania, they said they found over 200,000 fraudulent ballots. In Wisconsin, it was over 50,000 fraudulent ballots. And the Democrats are saying, there's nothing here.
Yeah.
There's nothing here.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. There's this, she's actually a friend of yours, Will, Marjorie Taylor Greene. She actually just got a seat in Congress. She's out of Atlanta, Georgia. This woman is... She's hot,
she's
right?
She's on fire.
And let me tell you, when people go, oh, I'm confident, you know, that this is happening or that is happening, that Trump's going to win. She actually tweeted out today. She tweeted this. She said, word on the hill is that Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi could be working together on a rules change deal to block the Electoral College certification objection. She said the American people deserve to hear about the voter fraud and what took place on November 3rd. No deal, no cover up. Let me tell you what, she's on the hill. She's there. And she's saying this is what's happening on the inside. So when all you people say, oh, I'm confident, don't be confident, people. Don't take for granted that Trump is doing this on his own because stuff is happening on the hill that we're not aware of. There's backdoor deals. I mean, the Democrats will stop at nothing to get what they want.
That's why I said Senator Hawley needs to get security. I'm just putting it out there.
Marjorie Greene, too. Let me tell
Marjorie
you
Greene
Marjorie
as well.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. Follow her on Twitter. She's on fire. She's actually a good friend of Will's. This woman's going to make a difference in Congress.
100%. And like you said, we are at war right now. And the young lady that called in earlier saying that it looks like we're going to go to war, we're already in that war. And it's just right now it's per se in the digital realm, and there is some violence on the street, but it's not, you know, you can still go to the grocery store. You can still go down the gas station and not have to worry about it for the most part. But we are literally in war, the second civil war, Civil War 2.0. We are here. Now, what happens come January 6th, it's going to be very interesting, very interesting. And now I do have a hotel. I found a reasonable cheap hotel. I've been there before. There's no cockroaches, which is really nice.
Will has stayed in a hotel with cockroaches. He wouldn't take his suitcase in his house when he
got home. Oh man, yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. But you know, I go places. I don't complain about it when I go, because there's a reason why I show up to these places, because the mainstream media, they refuse to show the American people the truth. And myself, including millions of other people, are just sick and tired of it. Mm-hmm. We're just sick and tired of it. We just want people to just report on information. And if you know what, since people are reporting on information now, and the reporting has evolved, it's not just journalism any longer, it's opinion-based. And I never claim to be a journalist, but I give my opinion about what's happening. Now, the difference between us and those on the left feel that by any means necessary, no matter what it is, tear it all down. We don't say that. We want America to remain beautiful. We want America to remain on top. We want America to remain great. That's why President Trump constantly says it. But the Democrats hate it. And because he's saying that we need to keep America great, they're like, oh, no, no, no. We need to get rid of America. It's sickening beyond belief.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's be honest. When they said that every vote counts, they really didn't mean it, right?
No, they did.
They didn't.
Every illegal vote counts, too. Well,
no. That's
what they're referring to.
But listen, if your vote counted, Will, and they changed it to Biden, that means your vote didn't count.
Well, they want every legal, illegal vote to count. When they say, that's what they're saying.
They said every vote counts, so every that's not true counts. What they said. They said every vote counts.
Well, if you voted for President Trump and they changed it to Biden, then they're saying then that vote counts.
But your vote didn't count.
No, I didn't vote. I never in a million years would have voted for someone. You know, I saw a meme out there, and it made me think about it. And had Joe Biden in a airplane captain's outfit, uniform. And everyone said, if you knew that he was flying the plane, would you get on it? After listening to him speech, knowing when the teleprompter goes out, would you want him on there when he can't even remember what state he's in?
He actually doesn't even do a good job when he has a teleprompter.
No, I mean, seriously.
He still stumbles
And every single question that comes at him, you know, is, you know, it was charted, you know. Oh, we're gonna okay. Here's this first question. He would call out the person's name. Okay, let's go to so and so. Seriously, won't you just let them raise their hand and you pick on somebody?
Hey, I do want to bring up one thing before we leave because we're almost done here. But here's one congratulations for Donald Trump. He was actually voted the most admired man of 2020 for the past 12 years. You know who won that? Obama. But for this year, Trump actually beat out Obama. There's a reason why Trump is a far better man, and what a great man to overtake the title that Obama has undeservingly had for the past 12 years.
Absolutely. And President Trump was nominated for 4 Nobel Peace Prizes. 4.
Right.
Obama, 4. And President Trump, he proved his worthiness. Obama, they gave it to him because he was black.
Yeah.
And he was the first president. But anyways, hey, everyone, thank you for so much for joining us this last broadcast of 2020. What an amazing time to be alive. Please do me a favor. Get your mobile device out. Type 888. Send a text to 88202. Send a text message to 88202 and type in my name, W-I-L-L. Thank you, everyone. We will talk to you and see you next year.
Yep. Happy New Year, everybody.
Take care. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to this broadcast. Thank you so much. Do me a favor. Subscribe to this podcast. Subscribe to it. Share this everywhere you can. We are viewer and listener supported. Anything you can do to help us out is greatly appreciated. Head on over to UniteTheAmericaFirst.com. Thank you again, and God bless.